There's machlokes of Rishonim between the Rif and the Rosh about the p'tur of Shen V'Regel b'Shus HaRabim. According to the Rif, the p'tur is because it's a svara, since a person, as the Rif says, l'fi shtarko leilech b'Shus HaRabim v'yi'efshe she'elcho habayim achrim tamid, and since he has a b'Shus to go there, so therefore that part is the Bailim. From Achrayus, in terms of Shmir of the Behemah, if it does Hesek, M'shem V'ayin. While the Rosh holds it to Gzeres HaKosev, that the B'shus HaRabim is Potter. So the Nafgamina is if the Behemah is walking in B'shus HaRabim, and it is a long pole, and it steps on that pole, and that pole, part of it extends into the B'shus HaYochid, and part is in the B'shus HaRabim, and the kelim in the Shus HaRabim when are broken because of this pole moving with which an animal walked on in the Shus HaRabim. So according to the Rosh, that it's Gzeres HaKosev, since the Nezek took place in the Shus HaYochid, the Gzeres HaKosev is that he's chayiv, it's not in the Shus HaRabim. And according to the Rif, since he had a right to walk in the Shus HaRabim, the animal, so irrespective of where the Hezek was, he would be potter. And the Rambam in Niske Mamon Perek Aleph quotes brings the svara of the Rifs. So there's a machlokes. Tosis quotes on Daf Yudalid quotes machlokes between Rabbi Tam and Rashi about a chotzer hamiuchedes lenizek lepeiros ach hamiuchedes leshneim leshvarim. And as for peiros, it's miyuchad only for the nizik, but for shvamim for both. So Rashi, according to Rashi, shen v'regel achayiv in such a chotzer, and according to Rabbi Natam, they're potter. And in Pashas, according to Rabbi Natam, that's like the sheet of the Rif, since he has, since the shore has reshus to go in that chotzer, it's potter from this geshem v'regel. And according to Rashi, it would seem to follow the svar of the Rosh that's exeris chotzer, that Mishus HaRabim is potter. And since the chotzer is miuchedes to the nizik for peiros alone, so as it relates to that, it's called stay acher. And therefore, shem v'regel will be chayiv. And similarly, the Rosh Paskins, the Shemini Minei, the Chotzam Yuchedesh Le'echad Le'peres Le'zeh Le'zeh Le'shvorim Chayiv Bo Al Hashen V'Al HaRegan Af Api Shisho HaMazik Nichnasam B'Shus Kvinen Bei Chotzah HaNizek Kevin De Yuchedesh Rak Le'achad Le'peres. And so this is the Rosh L'shitaso that that the p'tur of the p'tur of Shus HaRabim the chiv of Shus HaYochid and the p'tur of Shus HaRabim is Gzeres HaKosev. So what's difficult is that the Rif in his halachos paskins like Rashi and the Rosh against Rabbi Natam. And therefore, if it's Yuchud, the Nizik for Peres, and for both, L'zeh L'zeh L'shvarim, so Shen V'regel is Chayiv. And that's difficult, because according to the Rif's Svara, it should not have been that way. And what's difficult is also that the Rambam in Hilchos Niske Mamon also paskins that way, because what's difficult is that, since we mentioned before, that the Rambam, when he explains the p'tur of Shen V'regel and Shus HaRabim, he uses, it's like the svara of the Rif, and therefore why should he be chayiv? If it's a, since he has a shust, if it's a, if he's shen v'wash mechayim for shen v'regel and chotzim yuchedes le'echad le'peiros le'shneim le'shvorim, so the chori should have been, since he has a shust to come in, he should have been pato. Blabber tzorichin.